Paul, State Senator Rich Dreheim. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. You are up in St. Paul today, and the legislative session, we just have, about 3 weeks or so left in the legislative session, and some of the big bills are working their way through the legislature now. Where are we at? Have you got some of those big ones that are about to go through?
Yeah, we have our big fiscal bill, so it's not a finance year. So we have what we call a supplemental bill for the budget, and this today will be kind of a hodgepodge of things that cost money, and which is everything for the most part. So today we'll be debating that bill, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of games of people trying to throw amendments on to try to further their cause, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so
now these bills, are they like individual bills all wrapped into one? Are they funding for specific projects? Is that what we're looking at today?
Exactly, Jeff. That's right on. So, you know, when you look at it, you know, I have a lot of things I've worked on all year, like everybody up here. Housing is one of the things I spend a lot of time on. There's different pools of funding from the state that communities can ask for grants to fund, like affordable housing, workforce housing, two things that we're trying to add to that this year, which is in the bill that I've been working on. The senior housing, so low-income senior housing. So we have not included that in the past. And,
mm-hmm.
and as our population is aging, we've talked about that many times, we need more senior affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to include that in so the communities can ask for that. And that, to me, that's a simple change, but it needs to be done. So that's one area that will be discussed today, and hopefully get through.
Now, is that would that be like a grant type setup where cities can apply? Hey, we're looking to make some affordable housing here, and apply for a $100,000 grant or whatever the case may be.
Correct.
Okay.
And then when you look at the makeup of the state, one of the other areas of concern, especially for our district, is that, you know, Northfield's big enough where they could do a bigger project and justify it. But some of the other towns, they might have some affordable housing needs that they don't need to put up 40, 50, 100 units. You know, maybe they want to do 4 units. So we want to make sure there's some funds for those smaller communities, which isn't a lot of money in the big scheme of things. But for that small community, it's a difference between attracting another business in town. So we want to make sure it's spread out for everybody in the whole state, not just the larger communities. And so there's a thing there that one of the pools, so mm-hmm. there's like 3 main pools of funds. We'll say 10% of that pool of funds are for fourplexes or lower. So the smaller communities that have a need, but they really don't have the tax base to do something on their own, that there is a tool that the state will participate in to help that community out.
All right. Now, looking at that overall fiscal bill that you had mentioned, is there anything within that that is specifically funding items in District 20?
This isn't a bonding bill.
Okay.
So I think everything in here would go into District 20. So the bonding will come later, and that's what we'll look at more specifics for that. I don't know if there's really much for carve-outs in this bill that would affect that. I'd have to go through it. It's, mm-hmm. you know, hundreds of pages. So I'm not sure if there is specific for that. You know, I try to do things that are good for the whole state and have a level playing field. So I support legislation that gives everybody a fair shot at funding for whatever the need is. And more than likely, when there's a need in Northfield or New Prague or wherever, there's probably a need in St. Cloud or you know, Carver or wherever. So we should have programs that are available for everybody and not just the select few.
Mm-hmm. Now, the overall fiscal bill, what is the price tag on that? Is or about?
You know, 80, 90 million.
Okay.
You know, it's not, in our world, it's not a lot for the most part. But there's a lot of good little programs that have tails. Mm-hmm. So every time we do something, it goes on and on and on and on. And so there is some fiscal ramifications, but this is more directing a lot of the programs that are already out there that do good work on maybe tweaking where it should be spent or where it shouldn't be spent.
Mm-hmm. All right. Once again, State Senator Rich Dreheim is with us from District 20. You had mentioned that bonding bill. We're getting close the last few weeks of the legislative session and haven't really seen very much of that. Are we seeing some ideas? Are there some numbers thrown around? Have we identified some needs? Where are we at in that bonding bill?
Well, from my understanding, I don't sit on bonding, but what's kind of budgeted in is for about $800 million.
Okay.
So without spending new money, which is kind of how we look at it, if we spend $800 million, which is a lot of money, we don't have to take money from something else. The governor wants to do 1.6. I think 800 is more than enough myself. You know, the areas that I want to see in there are infrastructure for wastewater and clean water. And then I think we have to do something for veterans. There's pockets of the state that don't have veteran homes, and they have a lot of veterans in the area. So they're really underserved. So I think we have to spend a little money on that. You know, the people that, you know, served our country.
Sure.
We need to take care of them. I think we made a commitment to them, so I think we need to do it. So those would be the two areas that I want to see in the bonding: veteran homes and then the infrastructure for wastewater and clean water.
All right. Senator Dreheim, what else is going on this upcoming week? It's a Thursday now. It's going to be a week before we talk to you again. What are some of the other things that would be picked up maybe early next week sometime?
Well, we'll have a bunch of little bills. So yesterday, I had one of my bills that I've been working on. So we have these grant programs for employment, trying to get people trained for jobs.
Okay.
So the program that I tried to update was a pay for performance type of grant program. So the nonprofit that gets money from this pool of money, they get reimbursed after they place someone in a job. So we're paying back the nonprofit for training someone. And one of the main groups that use this pot of money is Twin Cities Rise. They work, a majority of their people are convicted felons that, you know, a lot of society kind of gives up on. And so they help them get to a place where they can get training to get a full-time job with health insurance. So the payback from a state level, for every dollar we invest, we figure we save $7. So they're not going back to jail. They're not on a government program. It's a win-win for everybody.
Hmm.
And the best part about it, besides the good work those programs do, is that we pay for it after they're successful. So they're very motivated to get these people on a good career path job.
All right. It sounds like a pretty good program. Where do they get the actual training at? Is that like a different trade school or some type of organization of that nature?
They have different programs.
Okay.
The two-year institutions get used, depending. This isn't just for one nonprofit. So there's a bunch of nonprofits that could qualify for that. A lot of it's on the job training sometimes. It just depends. So, but we'll have more smaller bills like that coming up next week that are dual-tracked, is what we call. So they might be included in a big bill like we're going through today that we'll have a bunch of crazy amendments on, and then they'll be standalone. So that's kind of how we're trying to do it. So I hope my two healthcare transparency bills will be on the floor next week.
Mm-hmm. You know, earlier this week, just a couple of days ago, we saw in the House there was a sit-in for gun control for some action to be taken on that this year. Of course, that was the House; it's not the Senate. But from your view in the Senate, are we going to see any type of bills addressing some of those issues?
You know, it's a priority list up here, and every chair has their priority. And I know on both sides of the aisle, people have been frustrated we haven't heard bills on Second Amendment. So, you know, the House, you know, when I went over there, I walked by, there was two people in the about 1 o'clock on their little sit-in. But, you know, they want to kind of go through stricter background checks and some other things, which I think is deserving of conversation. We definitely have to talk about it. But on the other end of the spectrum, and probably where I get more calls on, is like stand your ground. And we're not getting hearings on that, too. So it isn't like we're only hearing Second Amendment issues that are for tighter gun laws. There's also the other side of the coin where there's a lot of people in our district that believe that we're not doing enough to promote more Second Amendment or pro-Second Amendment, like stand your ground, conceal and carry, et cetera. So he's been, Lemmer is the senator that's in charge of that committee. He's been upfront about that from the beginning. And so both sides of the aisle or both sides of this issue are wanting more discussion on that. And it's a priority list. Mm-hmm. Judicial is the busiest committee of all the committees, in my opinion. And, you know, he said that he wasn't going to have any, and he hasn't. So it isn't like we're favoring one end of the discussion or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Both sides are frustrated. But I think you will see some amendments today on that, on the floor. And we'll see if they're germane or not,
mm-hmm.
and get added or discussed. So, but I don't think you will have. You know, we had a record number of bills, like we talked about. I think last week that it's between the House and Senate, been over 8,000 bills this biennium, which is huge numbers.
That's a huge number, no doubt about it. All right, Senator Dreheim, is there anything else that you'd like to pass along to our listeners while we have you on the phone?
Well, I hope they enjoy the weekend. I hope the weather stays nice like this, and once in a while we get to walk between buildings, and it's been gorgeous out.
Yeah, you're starting to see some greenery pop up, and yeah, it's a good time of year. So enjoy your time. Hopefully you get a little bit of time out to enjoy the weekend, and we will talk to you again next week. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. State Senator Rich Dreheim from District 20 joins us every Thursday during the legislative session here on 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.